Welcome to season two of Golden Gab. We're a podcast where we recap each episode of The Golden Bachelorette. I'm Mallory, and I'm a reality TV dating show super fan.
And I'm Deb. Although I'm fairly new to reality dating shows, I'm a bit of an expert on dating at a mature age.
Deb and I are going to recap each episode of The Golden Bachelorette, giving our unique perspectives. Enjoy the show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Mallow. It's
been a while.
It has been a while.
We are back by popular demand.
That is true. We have had requests to do season two. And so thank you to our fans out there. And we've got a lot to say.
We do. Let's start back where we left off. So last time we spoke on a podcast, Gary had proposed to Teresa and they were going to get married. So at that time, Deb, you were somewhat skeptical.
Well, I just want to say to y'all out there, I called it about Gary. I did. And I was getting some comments like, wow, you're being kind of harsh on Gary. I'm like, I don't know. I think he's a player. And I, you know, there was something about it. And again, with the dating experience, and I've had my ups and downs, and
had a few Garys.
Well, just some one variation or another.
Yes.
But, anyway, you know, I was feeling bad for Leslie, but I think in the end, Leslie spared herself some.
She dodged a bullet. I think she dodged a bullet. Yeah. Interesting. And then to toot my horn, who did I say was going to be the next bachelorette?
Toot. Joan.
I said Joan. And we'll talk a little bit about that now. So we have watched the first two episodes of The Golden Bachelorette. So Deb, what were your first impressions?
Well, initially, after, you know, I must say I did enjoy season one. However, with all the drama after the show ended and all the tabloid press about Gary and Teresa and Leslie, I wasn't sure that I was completely all in on this second season.
Agreed.
So I unexpectedly, you know, I turned on the TV and it was in the middle or towards the end of an episode of The Golden Bachelorette with Joan. And the first thing that came to my mind, I'm just going to put it out there, was, oh my gosh, couldn't Hollywood casting have selected just, I don't know. Like, I wish I had Hollywood casting to help me with my dates, okay? But I just thought that there would have been more interesting selection of guys. So after talking to you about that briefly, you suggested, hey, you know, you really should watch it from the beginning. And I do appreciate that because I have changed my opinion a little bit. However, I do think that I should be a consultant for the Golden Bachelor or Bachelorette with casting of individuals because I'm not super impressed. But
you think it has to do with who signed up for this or that they didn't really get out there and find, or is it what Joan's looking for?
To be honest with you, there were a lot of really older looking men. I don't know. I mean, I do think that women age better overall than men. And this selection, I just thought, you know, when each one came out of the car or approached the mansion, I was like, wow. I mean, there were a couple, you know, of course, Guy, the ER doctor, you know.
Yeah, let's get into a few of it. Yeah, let's get into a few of our faves. So
you don't want a whole cast of guys looking like Guy the ER doctor. Yeah, you know, I get that. You want diversity, and I love the fact that there is diversity, but there were some guys that, I don't know, I was just kind of surprised that they chose.
Yeah. Now, I'm not in the dating world, so, but I was looking at it from your lens and kind of, and I didn't think it was a bad group of guys, to be honest. I think there's some standouts for me. So, let's just kind of go through it. So the first one that sort of stood out, not for you, but Pascal, the French guy from Chicago. Give me your impression of him, because he's a standout for a lot of reasons.
He's a standout. I mean, I think he is someone that casting would pick because he's quite a character.
He is, okay? Yeah.
You know, like he sleeps naked and he has other people doing his laundry, which I thought he's way too high maintenance for me. I would never go out with him. Yeah. He seems like he, you know, would be interested in many, many women. But, you know, of course, that is just my...
You get free salon treatments and med spa.
He is very, very, you know, accomplished with the scissors. Let me tell you, when he was doing that wig...
Oh, yeah, he was good.
I would definitely get my hair cut by him.
Yeah. Or one of his... About, maybe when you're in Chicago, you got to check out his salons. You should go.
Yeah, but he...
There are a few here that I think you'll have to slip it. What the kids call, like, slide into the DMs. I think there's a few here that... We know she only picks one, so we'll get there. But I think there's a few that are good. Pascal, too high maintenance for you. Now, next up on my hit list is Jonathan. Jonathan came in with the blindfold.
Jonathan is a very handsome man.
Yeah, 61 from Iowa. He has two teenagers. He's a shipping consultant.
Mm-hmm.
What did we think?
I thought he was really hot. I mean, he was very, very attractive. Don't love the tattoo on his, you know, chest and neck. It's a lot.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
But other than that, I really do like the fact that he opened up about, you know, especially at the prom, that he, you know, last minute his date stood him up, and that he was very moved by this experience, and I thought that was really sweet. So I would go out with him.
Okay. We got one. All right.
You have one.
Okay. Next one up, I wanted to talk about Jordan. So Jordan was like super nervous when he met her. And he was the one, I think, that had dated the singer when they were at the prom, Taylor Dean.
Right. Right.
And he brought, they played pickleball and...
Is he from Chicago, too?
He is also from Chicago.
Yeah.
Like you are.
Right. Jordan is, I don't know. He seemed like he was funny. I think either his kids said he was funny. Someone said he was funny. And he does seem to have a nice sense of humor. I would go out with him. I don't know that he is for me. But I think he looks younger than 61, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought he looked good for his age and good shape, and he seemed nice. A lot of these people have daughters, which I thought was a lot of girl dads.
A lot of girl
dads. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the girls signed up their dad to be on here, which I loved when they had the kids and the moms do the little videos. That really was sweet. And I think really you got to see a different side to all of them. And they're talking about their grandkids and things. It seems like a nice group of men. Not someone for you, but also from Chicago is Jack.
Jack was hysterical.
Jack with the pink jacket and cooking in the kitchen and singing Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Life of the party.
Jack, he was total Chicago guy. Like, you know, cooking the meat for the
I loved him.
Down. He
wasn't for her, but I loved him.
Right. I actually wish that he would have stayed just for good TV.
I know. I was thinking that too.
I would be total buddies with Jack. He wouldn't be a romantic interest for me, but he'd be hilarious. He really seemed to be very popular amongst the men.
Yeah. I think he had no ego. He's just like there for fun. And I think, you know, the right girl might be good for him. Not for you, but for somebody.
I would totally be friends with him, though.
The other one I loved, I'm not sure he's for you either, is Jordan. No, not Jordan. Gary. Gary came in dancing, and he had the cute grandson who had, like, the curly hair like his.
Gary was, he was great. Like, really enjoyed every time he was on camera. He was such a delightful
person. Big smile, and he was just having the best time.
Yeah.
He was a standout to me.
Great attitude. Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorites, Charles L.
Love him.
When he's looking around the mansion and commenting, he's so cute. And I
hope he stays for a long time. He is the most genuine.
And his daughter.
Oh, his daughter
loved him. The video. Yeah. Oh, I loved him.
Yes.
I want to protect him at all costs. His sweet little. And he still loves his wife so much.
I know. There were a lot of people that lost their spouses on the show.
And how is that for you to watch?
You know, it is what it is. These guys are a little bit older than I am.
Except for Mark. We're getting there.
Mark is hot.
Yeah
Mark is my age. Mark is the same age that I am.
I was saving that for the end, but
yeah.
Mark is the same age, and Mark lives near your daughter.
This is true. He really has great presence on TV. He's very charming. He seems very natural. He's really handsome. I think he's a very handsome guy. I think he is going to be down to the end.
And he might end up being the next Bachelor if he doesn't get picked.
Oh, yeah.
Which you might try out for that. We'll see. We'll see how we go.
I also think Guy is going to, you will see, mark my words. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Guy and Mark are going to be there for a while on the show.
Yeah, my top five that I think are Jonathan, Jordan, Guy, Keith, and Mark.
What about Chuck?
Chuck? There's something. Was he the one at Disneyland? Who did he?
Yeah.
He was on the Disney date. I think he's nervous on camera. I'm not sure. He seems a little awkward to me. What'd you think?
Well, Joan was saying that she wants somebody who's really fun. And he said many times that, you know, he's had to be really, kind of buttoned up in the past.
Yeah.
But he's ready to let loose now. But I don't know how you change your behavior that.
Yeah, at 60 years old.
I mean, good for him if maybe he's been suppressed for a while. But he seemed kind of serious for me, even though he said he was letting loose. Mm-hmm. He seemed like a really nice guy. But I know I'm not on the show. He was a little serious for me.
Yeah, that was sort of my impression too. I think Joan needs somebody because she's a little more quieter person. You know, I think she likes someone with more personality. The one that she picked for the first impression rose was Keith. So he's the one that showed up in the station wagon. He's 6'5". He's a girl dad. He's divorced and raised his girls alone because the wife has addiction issues.
Right.
What did we think about him getting the first impression, Rose?
He seemed like a really nice guy. Yeah, I mean, good for him. Like, he seemed like a really nice man.
Yeah, I think he's got some shelf life on the show for sure. So just a few things from the first two episodes. Okay, one of my favorites. So Greg, poor Greg with the snoring. I used to be a snorer. I've had sinus surgery, so I'm not anymore. But he woke up to a naked Frenchman punching him. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I could just see it. They're so funny, these like older men in the bunk beds. They're hilarious. I
mean, he seemed to be able to laugh at himself.
Yeah. It was just so funny. Yeah. Then we had the talent show.
So was there anybody that had this talent that blew you away?
No.
Yeah.
Did you think anyone had a talent?
No, but I think on the women's show, like when Leslie was dancing, she was.
Yeah, people really had talent. Yeah.
I think the women had some more talent than these guys.
Yeah. But so then Dan was the one with the shaky hands that did the cute little dance. What did you think?
Good for him. Well, you know, he kind of fronted or put it out there that he had this tremor. Mm-hmm. And good for him for doing that. So I really felt for him.
Yeah, but he seems like a very genuine guy also.
What about with Charles L. when he was saying, he said this a couple of times, Joan is in charge.
Like, Charles
in charge? Like,
Charles in charge. That was his joke that I'm not sure anybody got.
I got it. But
I got it too, but it was kind of a wah, wah.
Yeah, right.
All right. So now, just a couple things. So she did kiss Mark at the barbecue. That seemed promising.
Mm-hmm.
So she seems like she really likes Mark. I think she really likes Jonathan. You know, she's got a few dates ahead. And I loved the dress she wore at the last rose ceremony. It was like almost a neon green. Bright green.
Gorgeous in that. And then the first dress she wore. I didn't love her prom dress.
Yeah, well, it was meant to be 80s.
Yeah.
So I think it was kind of not supposed to be high fashion.
What did you think of the prom idea?
I thought it was cute. It was kind of strange because they were actually at a real prom, or at least pretending to be at a real prom.
At a real high school.
Young people in a high school. Well, it's a cute idea.
I don't think that the audience or the people that were dancing were young. They might have just had people dancing. But I think it was at a high school. It was a cute idea for people to let loose.
Yeah. And people's kind of opportunity to share some stories about prom for them. And show some flashback pictures, which is cute. And everyone loves the 80s. That's kind of a fun thing to dress up. And then it was just funny because then Taylor Dane was singing and the one guy, Jordan, was like, oh, God, I dated her.
You think that was totally random?
I think it was. I think he was a little uncomfortable. Have you ever had a situation where you're on a date and you ran into an ex?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's awkward, or you look the other way, or you pretend to be in the moment with your date.
But yeah, imagine you're on camera.
Yeah.
Okay. So who are your top flight? Let's say three or four.
Well, I'll tell you who I'm not interested in. We haven't talked about Kim, the retired Navy captain.
Yeah. I like Kim, but not for you and not for Joan.
He seemed very rigid. He seemed kind of like a poor sport when he did not get, what was he kind of sulking about?
Was it because he sang a song at the talent show?
That he would get time alone with her.
I think he was a little salty. So he is 69. He is, I think, the oldest of the crowd. He seems very you know, ex-military, set in his ways. You know, I think he seems like a very nice guy. And I think all these guys have potential for the right person. But so some really of them are not for Joan.
Right. We really talked about Guy, the ER doctor, who is a head turner.
He is. And he showed sensitivity at the end of the second show. He was crying. I just wrote that he cried. Do you remember why?
I don't remember.
It was a sweet moment and he got teary. Maybe when Jack left. They were all a little sad when Jack left. I think they're kind of broed out with Jack.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, you don't want to judge a book by the cover. Like, Gary was very handsome. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to think, oh, he's, you know, he looks so perfect and that maybe he has an ego or whatever, but he did seem to exhibit sensitivity. His teeth were very white and very, mm-hmm. you know, very coiffed, you know?
Yes.
But I ended up liking him more than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. I thought he was very handsome. I thought Mark was very handsome and down to earth. And so his daughter had been on the show. Right.
So his daughter, Joey, who is the bachelor, picked his daughter, Kelsey. They're engaged.
Okay.
And they seem like a lovely couple. And he was, you know, shown on the show because mm-hmm. they went to hometowns and met her dad and her mom had died. So that was kind of a big thing on the show. And I think a lot of people said, oh, he has to be on the Golden Bachelorette. He's so cute. So. At the end of this last season of The Bachelorette, which was a horrible season of The Bachelorette, they showed that Kelsey's dad was going to be on. So
yeah.
That was cute. I have Gil. I just wrote Gil cute. Which one's Gil?
Yeah. Gil. So I have, there are a lot of guys. What? There were 24 guys, right?
So, yeah, I think we're down to 16 now.
Okay.
And I think after next week, we'll be down to 8.
All right. So Gil.
Which one was Gil?
He's a 60-year-old educator from Mission Viejo, California. I'm not really sure. I didn't make many notes about
Gil. I just said he was cute. So he didn't make a big impression, but.
He didn't make a big impression on
me. He got a cute from me. Okay, so let's make our prediction. We'll be back in a few days after we watch episode 3. So let's predict our 8 that are going to stay.
Oh, I got it. So I'm not a spoiler because I saw a promo about who do you think pops in at some point during the season.
Oh, yeah, no, Gary comes. Yeah.
So I would like stay away from, you know, well, who knows. But
no, she's not going to have Gary stay. That's
my
not happening.
Predictions for, I mean, I think the final two are going to be Guy and Mark.
Okay, so that's 2. I'm going to say Keith
mm-hmm.
and Jordan. That's 4.
Yeah, those could be. And Jonathan was really
Jonathan
handsome.
And Dan. And
I don't know. He's going to go stay, you know, interested
and
in.
And then Jordan. Did I say Jordan?
Yeah, I think you said Jordan. Yeah, he's a contender. I really do think she's looking for fun as well as a quality person, which really is what I would be looking for too. Like fun, right. Smart.
Yeah, you want to enjoy this time of your life. You don't want somebody that's
super serious.
Correct. I mean, for her, for you. Some people like super serious.
So I want to give a shout out to our super fan, TD. Just use initials TD. So TD, yep. Thank you for your request for our podcast to come back.
Yeah. Hope everybody enjoys it. Please give us a 5-star review. Give us any kind of feedback. We'd love to hear from you. And we will talk to you again in a few days.
All right.
Bye, Deb.
See you next time.